Easy Magic, DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Super Channel 3. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to Millennium Radio News, the top stories. Zambia Livestock Cooperative Union urges vigilance over FMD outbreak. Brian Mundubile criticizes state of governance in Zambia. In international news, 11 killed in Israeli strikes on Gaza secures a cease.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
I'm Rebecca Lungudaka with the news in detail. The Zambia Livestock Cooperative Union has called on smallholder farmers to heighten their vigilance and put preventive measures in place following the outbreak of the foot and mouth disease in South Africa. Union Executive Director Elias Nkua warns that the risk of disease spreading to Zambia remains high and urged farmers to strengthen biosafety measures to protect their livestock. Government yesterday announced a ban on livestock imports from South Africa, a move affected cloven-hoofed animals, animal feeds and related products. Mr. Nkua encouraged farmers to review the ban not only as a precautionary measure, but also as a business opportunity. He says local farmers have the capacity to meet domestic demand, including supply chain stores that may previously have relied on imports. He added that the restriction could stimulate local production and entrepreneurship, while urging major retailers to prioritize sourcing livestock products from Zambian farmers.
We encourage our smallholder farmers also to be very wary and very careful, because the outbreak itself, it can be in South Africa, but chances of spreading are very high, because at times, many times you find the bulk can be there, but again you find that maybe the products are coming to Zambia, which is not their health. So we encourage our smallholder farmers to take key precautions and make sure that we make sure that all the measures that are supposed to be put in place to combat the disease and prevent it.
The Zambia Police Service has expressed concern over the increasing number of hit and run road traffic accidents recorded across the country, many of which have resulted in fatalities. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi reminded motorists that under the Road Traffic Act No. 11 of 2022, any driver involved in road traffic accident is legally required to immediately stop at the scene and render appropriate assistance to anyone injured. Mr. Chilabi stated that failure to stop and assist victims constitutes an offence under the law. He explains that the only valid defence is where the driver reasonably believes that the stopping would endanger their own safety or that other occupants in the vehicle, and that in such circumstances, the driver must report the accident to the nearest police station without delay. However, Mr. Chilabi says police have observed that some motorists are willful or fleeing accident scenes without any legitimate threat to their safety.
Many of these accidents have resulted in fatalities. Motorists are reminded that under the Road Traffic Act No. 11 of 2002, any driver involved in a road traffic accident is legally required to immediately stop their vehicle at the scene and render appropriate assistance to anyone injured. Failure to comply with these obligations constitutes an offence under the law. The law further stipulates that a driver may only rely on a valid defence if they reasonably believe that stopping would endanger their own safety or the safety of other occupants in the vehicle. In such cases, the driver must report the accident to the nearest police station without delay.
The Tonse Alliance President Brian Mundubile has urged the citizens to demand for more from the country's constitutional democracy, stressing that elections exist to provide choices and hold leaders accountable. Speaking during Friday's BM8 Unfiltered program, Mr. Mundubile says Zambia should not remain silent in the face of challenges, noting that when leaders are elected, they are given a term of office to deliver on promises, and if they fail, voters have the right to remove them through subsequent elections. He warned against attempts to undermine these democratic mechanisms, emphasizing that Zambians must remain vigilant, speak out against governance failures, and hold leaders accountable to improve the livelihood of all citizens. Mr. Mundubile also sharply criticized the state of governance in Zambia, saying institutions are being weakened under President Hakainde Hichilema's administration, with serious consequences from the democracy and public service delivery. He stressed that weakening institution has a tangible impact, including rising electricity costs and mismanagement of in agriculture, citing maize exports as contributing to shortages.
Zambians must understand that elections are there to provide choices. When one is elected into power, they are given a term of office. In that period, they can either perform and remain in power, or once they fail, they are removed from power so that another set of leaders can come in and improve the livelihoods of the Zambian people. So you don't want to go against these safeguards. You don't want to go against, you know, the safeguards that we chose for ourselves. We are a democracy. We are saying, if you perform, ikalanga, inga ile ilanga, tukakusala, tukakubotesha, inga wafirwa, kukufumia, waka inde chile mavene, eva lelanda, umuteko, inga wafirwa, ukubombela abantu, abantu wafile wafumia po, ule uteko. Waka inde wene walelanda.
Mwenilunga Member of Parliament Newton Samakai has emphasized that continuity and sustainability of key government initiatives, including the Constituency Development Fund CDF and free education, hinge on President Hakainde Hichilema securing a second term in office. Mr. Samakai describes these programs as critical and warns that they could face uncertainty without continued leadership from President Hakainde Hichilema. He praised the president's genuinity, noting that his approach to governance has brought new strategies to development and service delivery. Highlighting the long impact of CDF, Mr. Samakai says the president re-election benefit of the fund could be felt in the next 20 years. He urged Zambians to carefully consider the future of these initiatives when casting their votes, stressing that the people's decision is key to sustaining national progress.
It can only be sustainable if President HH gets his second term. The issue of free education, it can only be sustainable if President HH gets his second term. And I think that the people of Zambia must know this. The ingenuity of President Hakainde Hichilema is going to be different.
And now, business news. Business news.
Technology and Science Minister Felix Mutati says government is redefining reliable connectivity from being reviewed as a luxury to a national necessity as part of broader reforms under the Newton government administration. Mr. Mutati says for many years, poor network coverage, dropped calls and unstable mobile money platforms have frustrated citizens and businesses, but government is now taking deliberate steps to improve digital infrastructure across the country. The minister disclosed that government has implemented strategic reforms, including the removal of duty on digital infrastructure equipment, to create an enabling environment for private sector investment. As a result, he said Airtel Zambia, in partnership with IHS Towers, is investing a combined $100 million to roll out 400 communication towers countrywide. Mr. Mutati revealed that 232 towers have already been installed, with the remaining ones expected to be completed by June this year. This is according to a posting on Mr.